I was skeptical about ordering foundation online. I can't even find a match in stores. Then I discovered Il Makiage. Their online quiz found my exact shade in seconds. With Try Before You Buy, you can try your full-size shade at home free for 14 days. But I was obsessed on day one. It's so lightweight and natural. It's literally my skin in a bottle. Take the quiz at ilmakiage.com/quiz. That's ilmakiage.com/quiz.
Anything that you aren't thankful for in life is baggage. The Genie Show.
Oh. It's Monday.
Shh, be very, very quiet. It's Ginny. She's in her natural habitat. Yes, she's with someone, but who is she with? All we know for sure, it's Monday, and she's drinking a mocha. It must be Monday Mocha with Ginny Sarasvati.
Mr. Mike Goldman.
Hey, it's the Ginny Show.
Well, it's the Ginny Show Monday Mocha version, which is a special Monday episode that we do.
I'm sipping on my mocha now.
You are? And have you enjoyed the mockers in America?
The mockers are fuckers. They are horrible. Like, what is it with coffee in America? These people don't know how to make coffee. It's such a multicultural society, especially in New York, where the coffee here is dog shit.
But you've gone to the Australian cafes to appreciate the coffee.
I did. I went to Bluestone, best coffee in America. I'm sorry, Starbucks. Do you know, I did a bit of research, there are 28,000 Starbucks in the USA.
28,000.
That is one for every 12,000 people.
That's insane.
That's a lot of shit coffee.
I was also going to say that would feel like, what, a third of the MCG?
Probably.
Yeah, third of the MCG.
And they wouldn't drink it. They could, even if it was going to kill all the people in the MCG, they were going to drown and they had to drink that crappy Starbucks coffee made from 28,000 stores. They wouldn't drink it. Oh. They'd be, we're not drinking this, mate. This is crap. Piss off. Get the footy back on.
Well, Mike, I'm really excited to have you on the show because I grew up watching you on Big Brother. So it's...
What? That old chestnut.
I'm a bit old myself, clearly. I'm a bit of an old chestnut.
You are not. What are you, 25?
30, 32.
Get stuffed.
I'm 32.
You are not.
So I wasn't really supposed to watch Big Brother, but I did.
Oh, really?
Well, I think when it was on, I was about 12, 13.
Yeah, and so what, did you sneak out in a lounge room when your parents were watching it and they said, go to sleep, but you have to face the wall on the couch. Don't turn your head. Otherwise, you can go to your room.
I just always remember you doing those creepy faces on Big Brother Night's Live. You're like,
That's my normal face. I can't change that. As you can see, it's happening right now. Luckily, this is a podcast and it's not recorded. Unless there's hidden Big Brother cameras here, I don't know what the hell.
Well, Mike, I actually am really fascinated by your story because you've done pretty well for yourself as a voice over talent and a talent full stop. Mm. What's the first thing that you do when you get out of bed on a Monday?
When I get out of bed on a Monday afternoon, I usually pour myself a scotch, do my gargling exercises. On a Monday, so this is like a Tim Ferriss, what's your daily routine? So we want to know what someone so successful would do every single day of their life so we can be just like you. Okay, so usually, well, when we say here in America, I guess it's a bit different because I'm a little bit jet lagged, but in Australia, I have a rule where I always work out on a Monday.
Right, even always.
And even if it's the tiniest little half an hour workout, if I just go for a jog around the block or if I go for a soft sand run or go to the gym or whatever, I always make sure that I do some sort of exercise. But it does. I even bought a Fitbit to try and encourage myself. I'm still going from when I was at the gym to try and encourage myself to do some sort of exercise on a Monday. And kind of program myself to sort of think out my week. Okay, well, later today I've got to do this and tomorrow I'm going to do that. Kind of helps. I don't always do it. I try to, but I think the most important thing is if you have a routine, don't beat yourself up if you don't get your routine happening, you know? Yeah, because too many people have a set routine and they've got to have their life so organized and they get so upset if they don't get it right. But you know, we're human. Just enjoy yourself. And
absolutely. I get the... Sometimes for me, like, I have an intention of a routine. Like, there's things that I don't budge on. Like, I always have a coffee every day. I'll always journal. But, you know, if I don't hit the gym, I'll fit in a walk or something like that. But tell me, Well, the reason behind the Monday Mocha podcast, the mythology behind it is majority of people are living for the weekend and they dread Mondays. Mondays is the biggest. I just found this out. I knew it was the biggest day that people would call in sick, but I also found out it's the highest. It's the day that people commit suicide the most.
What?
Yeah, did you know that? And no. Majority of it is to do with some form of financial pressure or work. I'm sure there's a plethora of reasons, but you know, not liking their life and not liking what they do is a big part of it. Yeah. So was there ever a time where you hated Mondays?
Yeah, school.
Why was that?
Mondays, I just did not want to go. I didn't want to get out of bed, and I was always wagging. I was always at the beach. And when I was about 13, 14, my parents had broken up and I had this new mother, this stepmother, and I didn't like her. And I just wanted to escape my life. So I'd go to the beach for the day. And luckily, we lived across the road from the beach. So I'd sit up in the sand hills and wait for her to drive out to go shopping or whatever, go in and make myself lunch and go back out to the beach. It was a good little system I had organized. But work-wise, I had an interesting work life. When I left school, or kicked out of so many different schools, I went to the country to work on radio, so I was very lucky to be doing something fun that I really enjoyed. And I think that's probably the most important thing to drag yourself out of depression is, you know, work towards something that you love, that you're passionate about. Find out what you are passionate about and write down a list of the things you think about all the time. What fills your space where you live, what you find yourself talking about, what you find yourself Googling, and trying to align that with something you want to work with in your life. So if you can sort of push yourself into that direction, then you won't be doing a crappy job that you don't like. But if you're doing a crappy job you don't like and you have to because you need the money and you've got a family, then there's a thing my mate Dr. DeMartini told me about, which is called linking. If I got anything from reading his books or working with him and introducing him at his seminars, which I've only done a couple of times, I'm not like some big life coach mentor guy, just send me $50 and I'll give you the full story, is the linking thing. My girlfriend loves this as well because she's an actress sometimes, sort of clawing her way to the top, and I'm an actor too. And, you know, you don't always do the jobs that you love. Like, she's a dental nurse and, you know, sometimes, I might have to go and host some random conference corporate gig for an accounting firm. And, you know, I want to stab myself in the eye with a fork when I'm working at those things sometimes. But you link it to, okay, I'm going to be able to have money here to put together my own show on the mic. I'm going to be able to spend money on a cameraman to go and shoot some fun sketches. I'm going to be able to spend a bit of money making my reel better so I can get more acting work. So you link it to the things that you actually want to do. But back on the whole depression and suicide thing, there's been a lot of talk about that lately, about how people are, you know, talking about it more, which is great, but people are committing suicide aren't getting help. I think the most important thing, if anyone is thinking about that or not talking about it, just speak to someone, because sure, you think no one cares. They actually do. Everyone cares. You know, people walking down the street who you don't even know care. They don't want you to do that. They don't want you to jump off the bridge. You know, they want every single human on this planet to figure out a reason for living and make the world a better place. So if anyone's listening to this, just even if you call one of those helplines, it's a step in the right direction. Australia, there's Lifeline. And I was watching a video the other day. There's a guy who's, I think he's one of the 1% of people who have ever jumped off the Brooklyn Bridge. No, it's the Golden Gate Bridge and survived. Have you seen that video?
No, I haven't.
It's amazing. And this guy talks about the exact same feeling that every single person had the second they jumped off that bridge, which was regret.
Wow.
And that's so common with all those people. I'm sure it's common with all the other people that jumped off as well that didn't live. So, and the other thing he talked about was how it upset everyone else who actually cared about him, that he didn't think they cared about him. And they still think about it. Every time he calls, they think, oh no, is he okay? So it's something that doesn't just affect you. It's affecting everyone else around you. And if you think no one cares, they do.
Yeah, absolutely.
I care. Call me. Call Ginny. Call the Monday Mocha. Let's take a call now. Hello, Monday Mocha. Can I help you?
Hello. I was thinking about jumping off the bridge, but now I'm not going to. Thank you, Ginny.
See, we've saved a life.
There you go.
Thanks for your call. You've won a free movie pass. Hold on, we'll get your details.
Mike, I love your positivity and your outlook of life, and you've just told me, you know, about Lincoln and a new way of looking at, you know, looking at the bigger picture, I guess, in terms of your journey. I'm going to ask you a question about what keeps you motivated. Like, you gave us a little bit of an insight to your upbringing. Name the five people that you spend the most time with and describe each person with one word.
Bianca, my girlfriend. Fun.
Yes.
My dad, motivational. I was thinking entertaining. Andrew's a good buddy of mine. Funny. Who else? You want five.
Five, two more.
Do I have people I talk to on the phone or people?
Yeah.
People like, I speak to my mum. Caring. You know, if I'm a bit sick, I'm a bit upset about something, I'm not sure about something, call mum. Mum will always point me in the right direction. Who else do I speak to? Who else do I call? My agent, because I can always have a whinge. Oh, the word about her, Catherine, the word about Catherine would be uplifting.
Wow. So the words I'm hearing are uplifting, fun, entertaining, and caring.
Yeah.
So they say you're a byproduct of the five people that you spend the most time with.
Yeah.
I think you're pretty much those five things.
Well, thank you very much.
I think you're fun. I think you're entertaining. I think you're caring.
I've never looked at it that way, but I guess when you put it like that, you're damn well right.
There you go. Actually, Ram Dass said your environment can actually change your will, be stronger than your will. So,
well, that's why I left out my brother Jay, because he's an asshole, but I spent heaps of time with him. So that's a part of me I just don't show everyone.
That's fine, Jake. Thank you for being the asshole in Mike's life.
I'm joking, dude. You're all right.
Now, Mike, a bit to some lighter questions.
Ooh.
Do you take the phone to the bathroom with you?
Absolutely. That's wasted time if you don't.
Well, tell me this. Where do you draw the line of phone use? Do you mute it
shower.
When the plop happens? Do you kind of take phone calls? Like, where do you draw the line?
Movies. Well, okay. Well, because people will get pissed off because they see the light. Or sometimes I'll dim the light as low as I possibly can. And then I might just sort of keep it in between my legs, have a little look down in a quiet, boring part of the movie. Like The Death of Stalin, which I wouldn't recommend. Don't go and see that. It's a load of crap. My friend Andrew said it's the best movie he's ever seen. It's a boring movie. But most of the time I turn it off in the movies and the pictures. I try to turn it off when I go to bed at night. I'm one of those people that'll be texting and sending messages before they go to sleep. And I know that's not good. But lately I've been trying to make a habit of turning my phone off, putting it in the next room and having a good, 15 minutes sort of wind down before I have sex. I mean, go to sleep.
Well, what I meant by where do you draw the line is when you're actually in the toilet.
Yeah.
What do you do? Where do you draw the line? Do you take phone calls?
Do you think I keep wiping when I'm wiping and text?
Well, I don't know, Mike.
That's a talent.
Yeah, that's a talent.
You text and wipe at the same time? Or what if you get confused and use your phone? Is it an ass wiping app?
Maybe there is. Like, it sprays the brain.
Hey, did we just come up with an app?
We did.
You push a button and it shows you to do stop with circular
It
motion.
Should be called the Ass Swipe.
Thank you for downloading the Ass Swipe.
Yeah.
Please push 1, 2, or 3. Would you like an aggressive wipe, a soft wipe, or a gentle wipe? You've selected gentle wipe. Now push 1 for circular wipe, 2 for wiping from the front, and 3 for wiping from the back. Ah, that's a good choice. Okay, we're going.
So that's the way.
We've just written the entire ad for Ass Swipe. I like it. It's like option. I think I've got the tagline for it. Ass Swipe. We're the number ones for your number two. I think we've written the whole ad here.
Hold my calls. Hold all my calls right now.
So, Mike, next question. I'm getting back to the Mondays. How do you prepare for a Monday? Like you said, you make it a hard and fast rule, but you're flexible on what you do in terms of a workout. But how do you prepare for your week?
You know, we're saying prepare for the routine. I don't want to make out like I'm this super motivated person who has everything, all these ducks in a row and knows exactly what he's doing. Sometimes I'll get to like Thursday and go, where has the week gone? Why didn't I start with a routine? Why didn't I write a list of stuff to do? Like I have to-do lists in my phone, which I could open my to-do list right now and just go through it. And it's probably ridiculous for me to do that just because I've probably got things in here that are really embarrassing. Okay, to-do today. Do a voice audition. So that's why I had to do an audition this morning for a train documentary.
Right.
Do my washing.
Yep.
This is boring. Jack lunch. Why did I say Jack lunch?
Maybe you're having lunch with...
Oh, Jacqueline, that's right. Yeah. I forgot about her. Buy some shorts. Oh, because of my shorts ripped. Well, that's why I'm wearing an Australian soccer outfit.
I was going to say, like, okay, he's being very Australian and representing.
I was going to buy some mic blocks for my microphone for my show.
Nice.
Going to go to B&H here in New York.
Nice.
And then I was going to download Face Swap and do a Caitlyn Jenner, Donald Trump, and Kim Kardashian video and put it on my Instagram at Mike Goldman Live.
So, like, it's going to be like, Caitlyn Jenner. You know, Caitlyn Jenner, yeah. Caitlyn Jenner.
And Donald Trump. Like, I think everyone in America can do a Donald Trump voice now. So, they're going to make the greatest podcast ever, the greatest face swap.
And like Kim Kardashian, thank you. It should be easy to do.
And just put them all together. That's what I was going to do. That's my to-do list for today.
I don't know if I'm interviewing Mike Goldman or seven other guests. It's awesome.
Yep. And yeah, that's about it, really. I that's all my to-do list is for the week. But I do have a lot of other stuff to do, but I didn't want to go through it all. It's boring. But your question was, you know, how do you line up your ducks to sort of do your whole week and plan it out? Sunday's the best day before you go to sleep, so you go, all right, tomorrow I'm going to do some exercise. These are the things I know I've got to do tomorrow, and during the week I want to at least get these things done. And then you've got something to go back and refer to.
Exactly, exactly. No, I like that. I like how you get a list down and you plow on through. Now, my next question, has anyone ever sent you a friend request that you didn't particularly like?
Yeah.
What did you do in that situation? Did you ignore it?
Just ignore it. I have so many friend requests. But like on Facebook, you can only go to 5,000, and yeah. I've got like I just accept everyone. Until one day, only in the last couple of months, my girlfriend said to me, "Why are you accepting a friend request from a brothel in San Diego?"
Ooh,
I'm like, I didn't even know.
Oh my Goldman,
just clicking accept, 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 accept. But you know what? It's a little bit self-indulgent of me because I was accepting as many as I could because I could say, hey, could you please like my page? Because I got a like page and where I put out my video podcast every Sunday at 3 p.m. Quick plug. Thank you. And so that I was just thinking, you know, it's a good way to sort of put the name out there and promote the show. But, yeah, you got to be a little bit more careful, especially if you're a girlfriend.
Hey, sleepyhead. Why so sleepy? Oh, it's because your mattress is a bag of potatoes and scrap metal. You should try a Nectar mattress. With award-winning layers of comfort, you can sleep easy knowing you got incredible value. Mattresses start at just $499, and you get hundreds of dollars in accessories thrown in, as well as a 365-night home trial and a forever warranty. Go to NectarSleep.com.
Checking your friend requests.
I know, a brothel. I mean, out of all the things, Mike Goldman to accept.
I know. Like, I as if I'm going to be friends with them on Facebook. I mean, I'll go there and pretend I'm friends with them. But, like, if online, get stuffed.
I know. That's just cementing the relationship too much.
So, Brian or Susie or Christine, like, seriously.
Stop sending me friend requests.
Please.
I guess to wrap up too, Mike, do you have, like, an affirmation or something that you stick to every day?
An affirmation.
I mean, you got through some pretty, like, from what you said, you know, you spent your days at the beach. You went snuck in. You very cleverly navigated through your stepmother to make yourself lunch, went back out. What got you through those times? Was there an affirmation, an attitude, or something that you can reflect on that can inspire our listeners?
Don't sweat the small stuff. And when I say that, it doesn't mean, okay, I've got all these things to do and they're pissing me off and they're only small stuff. But no, I look at my thoughts because sometimes my thoughts are just so ridiculous and they are just random minute things that shouldn't really annoy you. And it might just be something small, like someone walking a little bit too slow and you realize this is really pissing me off. Why am I letting this really get to me? So that's one thing. And another thing I got from Dr. DeMartini. Like, you know what? I didn't know who this guy was until he got offered to me by a publicist to interview him on my show. And he's just a genius. I mean, he's written 24 books in hundreds of different languages and travels the world. And like, I don't take on board absolutely everything people say when you go and watch them as a motivational speaker or if you read their book, because I tend to not be a follower. I'm just more of a learner. If you know what I mean? Because you know how you go to those things and there's people around who did the course from 6 years ago and they're just like going along and helping everyone else there and that's their thing. But one thing he said to me, which is probably one of the best lines I've ever heard in my life. I've got a big lead up to this, haven't I?
Yeah, you do.
So I've forgotten it. But if I could remember it, I'll email you and you can tell the people on next week's episode of the Monday Marker. No, the thing he said to me was anything that you aren't thankful for in life is baggage.
Oh, that's really, I haven't heard gratitude put that way.
Mm-hmm. So I can put that in a different way, if you like. It's if something really pissed you off early in your childhood, see it as something that you learned from, that taught you something later in life so that you wouldn't put up with that shit ever again, you know? Because otherwise you probably keep putting up with that shit. Everything's a lesson.
I love that saying. I love that everything that you're not grateful for is baggage. That's so true. It's an interesting way
unless
of
looking. It's your baggage and your baggage is, has been lost or stolen at the airport. That you could just, you could get, be fuming about that. That's fine. Just break shit. You can abuse people behind the counter. That's absolutely fine. Just don't punch them because it's 7 years in jail, apparently, according to a sticker I read at the airport.
Okay, this is actually really handy information. So, Mike, give us a plug. How can we catch you on the mic 3 p.m. on Sundays? What platforms are you available on?
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. About to crank up a Twitch account, but everything is at Mike Goldman Live.
Wow, so you actually do the broadcast live?
Yep, it's live 3 p.m. Sunday.
Fantastic.
But it's recorded and played out live. But it's live at 3 p.m. Sunday. and then it goes, obviously, onto the podcast, which you can get on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Spotify, and everywhere else where good podcasts are broadcast. But you can watch it on YouTube and everywhere else as well.
So, Mike Goldman, thank you so much for your time. I can't wait to plug this podcast out and get it out there.
Thank you for plugging me.
Monday Mocha with Ginny Sarasvati.
Hi, this is Brooke Devard from Naked Beauty. Are you tired of feeling housebound? I sure am. Break free with the new Unbound Cordless Auto Curler from Conair. It's a high-performance auto curler that's rechargeable and gives you up to 60 minutes of cord-free runtime. Just think of all of the incredible hair looks you can create in 60 minutes, unbound, away from your wall. Don't get tied down by cords. Love your look, live unbound. Check it out at conair.com and search unbound.